Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Angel investors are a viable early source of funding for young companies. 10 years ago, though, there wasn't much happening in the Palmetto State with this type of capital raising, but now the network of angel investors is growing rather rapidly in South Carolina. Matt Dunbar is managing director of the Upstate Carolina Angel Network, part of the South Carolina Angel Network. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Give us the organizational structure here of the South Carolina Angel Network and how your Upstate network is part of that.
Sure. Several years ago in Greenville, we launched the Upstate Carolina Angel Network, which is a local group of investors centered here in Greenville that's evaluating early stage investment opportunities. Over time, as we saw our entrepreneurial ecosystem evolving around the state and more people being interested in understanding how to think about this asset class, we had folks from other communities ask us to help them think about starting angel groups. And so over the last 2 years, we've been working towards establishing a statewide network of angel groups similar to the one we had in Greenville. Our six active groups right now are the Asheville Angels, the Anderson Angels, the Upstate Carolina Angel Network in Greenville, the Spartanburg Angels, Capital Angels in Columbia, and the Lowcountry Angels in Charleston. We run a centralized back office process to bring in deal flow. We evaluate some of that centrally. All the groups are simultaneously evaluating some of that pipeline of opportunities. There may be other opportunities that are more localized, maybe a smaller opportunity or an opportunity where it makes sense to have the local group take the lead before syndicating it out to the rest of the group. We're really trying to make a market for early stage capital in South Carolina, where historically we haven't had a well-developed market for that.
And what are the qualifications to become an angel in one of these clubs in your network?
The primary qualification is a federal standard. It's not under our control, but based on securities laws and regulations, in order to do this actively, an angel investor needs to be accredited, which is a definition established by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The basic definition would be either $1 million in net worth, excluding the value of the primary residence, or an investor that makes $200,000 a year in income, or a couple that makes $300,000 a year in income.
And how about becoming part of one of your networks individually? Are there any conditions over and above that, or monetary costs? In other words, membership fees?
Right. Good question. There's no obligation to invest in any of the opportunities that come through our process, but we do charge annual fees. So our members pay $2,500 a year to be a part of the network and have access to the process that we run and the deal flow administration that we offer. We don't obligate anybody to write investment checks. We hope that they'll find compelling enough opportunities to do so, but they're not obligated. And then beyond that, the only other requirements are to sign our conduct policy that suggests that folks won't be bad actors and steal deals from the group or otherwise create conflict with our entrepreneurs or mistreat entrepreneurs or other investors.
And what are the plans going forward as far as expanding the statewide network?
Well, I can tell you that we have four additional active conversations across the state. A couple of those are on the coast. Not quite ready to talk about them publicly at this point, but we are hoping to cover more of the state over the remainder of 2015 and in the early part of 2016.
And how would you say the quality of investment opportunities has changed over the past 10 years here in our state?
Another great question. And I would say while there are certainly ebbs and flows, and I'd say the trend line is certainly positive. I think as more and more organizations have emerged and other companies and entrepreneurs have emerged that understand how to make startups successful, we've seen an increasing number of stronger and more viable opportunities from entrepreneurs in the state. Startups can now be much more capital efficient than they could have been 10 years ago from an infrastructure and IT standpoint with things like Amazon Cloud. And the lean startup methodology, I think, has been very helpful as entrepreneurs begin to think about ways to go and prove their market and talk to customers and gain customers in the very early going with bootstrap mentalities before they raise capital and go pour that capital into scaling up rather than spending that capital searching for their business model.
Well, Matt, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Matt Dunbar is Managing Director of the Upstate Carolina Angel Network, part of the South Carolina Angel Network. We will have links to his organizations posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.